或表达与将来事实相反的情况，以及将来不可能实现的一种心愿。For example, I wish that I could go abroad tomorrow. 要是我能够明天出国就好了。那么同学们发现，我们在这个 that 从句当中要使用 would、could 等情态动词的过去式形式。你明天来这儿该有多好啊 ！I wish that you could come here tomorrow. That is, I'm sorry that you can't come here tomorrow. 那么言外之意，你不能来这儿，我感到很遗憾。那么根据我们刚刚所讲的内容 ，Two men who recently spent 5 days on the Coral Island， 在荒岛上度过五天的这两个人 wished。That they had stayed there longer. 希望他们要是能在那儿待的时间长久一点就好了。We know the two men felt sorry. They couldn't stay there longer. 很显然，为不能久留在荒岛上而感到遗憾。那么，除去 wish 这个用法而外，我们知道 if only 的情况与 wish。是一样的，但是 if only 要比 wish 更富有戏剧性和感情色彩。Now please translate my sentence. If only the weather would change. If only the weather would change. 那么如果用 wish 这个谓动词来表达的话，请同学们注意 ，I wish the weather would change.同学们发现这个结构形式是一致的，但是 if only 更能有效地表达感情色彩。要是天气转晴该有多好啊。 Now translate my sentence please. 要是我们知道到哪儿去找他该有多好啊。要是我们现在知道到哪儿去找他该有多好，那么说明现在的情况与现在事实不相符合。We wish that we knew where to look for him. 那么用 if only 该如何表达呢？ If only we knew where to look for him. If only we knew where to look for him. 好，请同学们注意下面的语句。那么我所表达的语句是表示对过去的遗憾。要是昨天我们能去参加那个聚会该有多好啊。If only we could have gone to the party. If only we could have gone to the party. 你要是不说那句话该多好啊！言外之意，这话早已经说出口了。If only you hadn't said that. If only you hadn't said that. OK? 要是明天你能来这儿多好啊！ If only...You would come here tomorrow. 那么同学们是否清楚这个句式结构了呢？ Now please move back to line 9. 再次回到第九行。They were taking a badly damaged boat from the Virgin Island to Miami to have it repaired. 注意这个结构形式。受损很严重的船。A badly damaged boat.Have it repaired. 找人来修理。我要找人修修这一大钟。I must have the clock repaired. During the journey, the boat began to sink. Sink, you know, go down. The boat began to go down. They quickly loaded a small rubber dinghy with food, matches, and cans of beer. And what they had loaded with, we know,were necessities. 那么他们装运在小橡皮筏上的东西都是他们的必需品。Load with 把某物装载在什么上。Now translate my sentence. The workers are loading the truck with goods. The workers are loading the truck with goods.
工人们在往卡车上装货物。
那么记反义词 unload 加否定前缀 un 卸货 OK。 And they rowed for a few miles across the Caribbean until they arrived at a tiny coral island. There were hardly any trees on the island and there was no water. Hardly any, hardly 本身是一个否定词，几乎没有 that means very littleVery few. 几乎没有人喜欢他，因为他粗暴无礼。Hardly anybody likes him because he's so rude. Hardly anybody likes him because he's rude, so rude. Okay. 你几乎什么也没吃，怎么了？ You hardly eaten anything. What's wrong? You hardly eaten anything. What's wrong?Okay, now move back to our text. But this does not prove to be a problem. 但这并没有证实对他们来讲是一个难题。Prove to be,turn out to be. This did not turn out to be a problem. The men collected rainwater in the Wabatengi. As they had brought a spear gun with them, they had plenty to eat. So,They had enough food to eat. 有充足的食物可以食用。They caught lobster and fish every day. 每天啊，捕鱼啊，捉虾啊。And as one of them put it, put, you know, express, E-X-P-R-E-S-S. 正如其中的一个人所表达的那样。Ate like kings. 吃得特别的好，吃得像国王一样好。Let us say, the two men were satisfied with their life on desert island. When the passing tanker rescued them 5 days later, both men were genuinely sorry that they had to live. 由衷地感到遗憾他们得离开了。So we know, they wished that they had stayed there longer. 显然他们希望在那儿多留几天。那么不妨请同学们组织一个语句，我们要是在这个荒岛上多留几天该有多好啊。 If only we could have stayed on the desert island a little bit longer. 注意的句子结构形式， If only we could have stayed longer on the desert island. The two men wished that they had stayed there longer. And what's your opinionabout life on desert island. Okay, so much for the text. You'd better recite the first paragraph.